Hello?
Hi, is this Alia?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Alia. My name is Samantha Hayes. I believe Josh must have told you that I will be calling you in regards to a marketing discussion. Are you available right
yes,
now?
Yes, he did. Yeah, I have a few minutes.
Perfect, Alia. All right, so first of all, I want to know, how are you doing and how's the project going so far?
Good, thank you. If I might have a little bit of that connection, so just let me know if you can hear me, okay?
Okay, perfect. That sounds great. Okay, first of all, Alia, I have gone through your book, and it is an impressive book. And you do realize that this is like the most common genre. The benefit of having a common genre is that you have a large and vast target audience. So you understand that factor about your book, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, and that is just not restricted to our local borders. It's actually gone international, all right? That's what we look at, or that's what we evaluate internationally. What is the overall scope of the book? Now, Josh had a brief discussion with me in regards to the marketing services, and he told me to come up with a plan or proposal that I can share with you. So I would like to know, first of all, what exactly are you envisioning for the book, and what are your plans in future, if you have any? That will give me some sense of direction, you know?
Yeah, you know, I think it's hard to tell because there's different options. The intent was obviously to support people who are trying to improve, right? And there is a lot. So you will see on my, like on top of it, it talks about women, right? So, and immigration. So women and immigrants, I would say they're two primary targets. And then I do want to translate it to a few other languages eventually, but for now, English is fine. And then I do want it, so I'm based in Canada for the last 10 years, so when we talked with Josh yesterday, I wanted to see if you guys can register it in Chapters or Indigo, which is the same chain, because I would love to do a signing session in one of the stores in Vancouver in August.
Okay.
So that's like a short term. Long term, I do understand that it falls into different categories, and I would like to have, you know, understanding a bit more what's the best strategy to approach. But at the same time, you know, it's not necessarily like this is not the only thing that I'm doing or anything like that. I'm doing, like, I'm helping people with around education, so I want that to be aligned, you know?
Exactly. You just took the words out of my mouth. That is another genre, or that is another section that we can, you know, cater to if we move to the marketing strategies, all right? Now, I have a proposal, and I wanted to walk you through with it phase by phase. There are three phases initially that we have planned for your book, looking at the potential of the book and assessing the target audience. And it's worldwide, okay? It's an international campaign that I'm discussing with you at this point of time. So it's not local. I'm going to come back to Chapters once I'm done explaining the phases of marketing, okay? Okay, perfect. All right, so first of all, what we're going to do is that we will select a release date. If it can be something relatable to your book, you know, not just a random release date, we would prefer that way, all right? So what we do is that we initiate with the pre-release marketing. That's the first phase of the book, okay? What happens in this phase is that we complete the book. We have all the tools ready in terms of social media pages, for example, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and there are three or four other platforms as well, all right? So what we do is that we set up your book on pre-orders, setting a release date on the publishing platforms, for example, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Ingram, Kobo, Powell's, Apple, Google Books, Walmart, Target. Well, some of them do not have the option for pre-order, but our main focus is Amazon and Barnes & Noble, all right? So that is the first step that we'll be taking. We're going to set up a release date, and we will put the book
up
for pre-orders.
I think we're a bit off on the discussion because it's actually the release date was supposed to be this Tuesday, and it's already in the process. So I don't know, maybe you're missing a bit of information.
Yes, that is correct. I actually missed that part, and Josh actually informed me about that. So we will need to work from the post-marketing onwards. I'm so sorry. Let me just correct this here. Okay, so we actually missed the pre-release phase.
Yeah, so we not only missed it, you guys, I'm sorry, you not only missed it, I've had a pre-order set up, and we missed all sales. All sales got canceled because the submission deadline was missed. So all of the sales that I already generated got canceled.
Okay,
and so
all right, but I believe...
I've asked to, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
So we've discussed, I've asked Josh to make sure that it's launched on all of the platforms in the contract by the end of this week, which is already being pushed to next week, and we like I still keep seeing delays.
I see. Okay, then. Let's just hold this off here, Alia. I don't think it's the right time to discuss marketing, considering the concerns that you're facing in terms of publication, okay? So I shall call you back later on, but I will first work on resolving this issue for you. Thank you so much for highlighting this to me, okay?
Were you hitting the relay?
Hello?
Hello? You there?
Yeah. I missed you for a second there.
Okay. Let me just repeat myself. I'm saying that there's no point discussing about the marketing at this point of time because we already have an urgent concern that we need to resolve in terms of the publication. So I'm saying that I believe this is
but
not the right time
like...
to discuss the marketing at this point of time. I will have a discussion with the publication team and Josh and see what are the concerns in order to have this resolved and the book to be live on all platforms. That makes sense?
Not really, because you were supposed to give me more details on when everything will be launched, and everybody just keep pointing fingers at each other. I paid money. Like, I've been in the process. I put my word to people, and right now I'm not even getting any answers. So I don't understand. Like, if you're not registering me on Indigo, I'm going to go in and do it myself. Like, for me, not the right time doesn't work, because if you're not there for me, I'll figure it out who will be there for me.
Okay, the reason why I said this, it's because I think we got off on a wrong foot here. I'm not saying that I cannot provide you the details. I'm saying that I need to look in the concerns that you're facing in terms of publication because I was not aware of that, that there are some concerns and issues going on. You just told me that we need to complete the publication this week, and that's when I stopped that, you know, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself in, you know, discussing the marketing and all of that. If you want me to provide you all the details, I can do that right now. Go ahead.
Sorry?
I'm saying if you want me to provide you those details now, I can do that. But I just personally felt that if we are facing any concerns currently with publication, we should focus on that and resolve that first. That's the reason why I told you that let me have a meeting.
Sorry, what's your name again?
Samantha.
Samantha, look, everything I said, there is nothing personal between you. I want to make sure that... this, and I've discussed the due date from the beginning when I signed the contract. And I've had an offer from a different company to publish with. So at this point, I just expect, I don't know who messed up in the middle of the process, but there have been a lot of mistakes, and I just want them to be fixed and the book to be properly released. That's all I'm asking for.
Of course.
Not a month from now, but like this week, next week maximum. I don't want to deal with it back and forth because I paid for this to be easy.
Of course.
It's not easy right now.
Of course. I completely understand now that you've shared this concern with me. Let me go ahead, have a meeting with them, and I assure you that it will be resolved as soon as possible. I promise you that. And once it's resolved, then we can come up with a new plan because the plan that I had for you included pre-release marketing. So I cannot go ahead with that discussion. Once we resolve the publication issue...
Yeah, exactly.
We missed a huge window, to be very honest. But we'll figure something out. But that discussion is for later. All right? I need us to focus on this concern right now. Once we move past this, we'll have another discussion about the marketing and how we can work a post-marketing strategy for your book. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you. And can you also look into exact contract that I've signed for everything that's there, just so we don't go back to it?
Of
I don't
course.
Really like bringing it up, and every week I'm asking where are we at with every step. So
of
I would
course.
Just like to have an update on every single chain and paper books and
overall
everything.
Overall progress. Yes, that makes sense.
Awesome.
I will have that done, and you will receive that progress within 24 hours, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much, Samantha.
No worries. Thank you for your time, Alia, and I'm so sorry if I offended you in any way or if I said something wrong.
You didn't.
Okay,
oh, it's all good.
You.
No worries.
All right, then. We'll talk again.
Thank you.
Right. Thank
awesome.
You so much. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye.